Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. The false claims by Republicans about voter fraud didn't start with Donald Trump. They've been spreading that lie for years. They've even convened special panels several times with great fanfare to investigate voter fraud. But then a funny thing would happen. Those panels would just quietly disband. One day they would be working, and the next day they would vanish like magic. They wouldn't even issue a report, and there was a good reason for that. Because if they had issued a report, it would have had to say that there was no evidence of the voter fraud that they'd been talking about. So the Republicans know that there is no widespread voter fraud because they investigated it. But they keep on lying about it. It's even been the basis for Republican efforts at voter suppression. Because they know it's a lie, none of the Republican legislation has anything to do with election security. It just makes it harder for people to vote. Perfect example. Having fewer drop-off boxes doesn't make an election more secure. It just makes it harder for people to get their ballots where they're supposed to be. Having fewer polling places doesn't make elections more secure. It just means that there's going to be long lines. People are going to have to wait for hours to vote, and a lot of people can't wait that long, so they give up and go home and never get to exercise their franchise. See, the Republicans know that the only way that they can win is by preventing people from voting, especially poor people, people of color, and young people. Because the majority of Americans are not for the things that Republicans are for. A perfect example of this is that every Republican in Congress voted against the Rescue Act, even though a large majority of the American people and even a large majority of Republicans are for it, but not a single member of the House or the Senate in the Republican Party supported that act. Because they don't have to worry about what the people want, as long as they can prevent them from voting. The majority of Americans are for reasonable gun safety reforms. The Republicans are dead set against it. The majority of Americans want the minimum wage to be increased. The Republicans won't allow it. And the majority of Americans have figured out that huge tax cuts for the rich only benefit the rich. So most Americans know that the Republicans have no interest in making their lives better. If the Republicans are going to hang on to power, they have to stop Americans from voting. This is as much of an assault against democracy as the January 6th insurrection, because what the GOP is trying to do is seize power, not through force or violence, but by preventing people from exercising their legitimate power. So just in case you haven't figured it out yet, the greatest threat to American democracy is not foreign enemies or terrorists, it's the Republican Party. Thanks for listening.